I almost left. And then they talked me into staying.
Do you have any regrets about your several flat fights with Hannah? That's for you, Bobby, in case you didn't know.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, I wish either one of us, if I wish I would have walked away. You know, it's one of those things where when alcohol is infused on both ends, it's hard to agree to disagree and just curb it for another day. Because that's kind of how I live life now, is I never want to go to bed upset or with regrets or not saying sorry. It's like, I just need 10 minutes by myself, separate, and then we can come back and apologize. And now it's like, okay, that was a stupid fight. Why do we even fight about it in the first place? It makes no sense. Honestly, I think a lot of the fights that happened between Hannah and I were major communication between a miscommunication between her and I, and me not knowing what the hell's going on. I was on a TV show. So there was things I would ask someone and I would get a yes from them. But then in her eyes, it was a no, because in the real yachting world, yeah, we can't do that. But I'm like, okay, well, in my head, I'm like, we're filming a TV show. Rules can be bent a little bit. That's where I think where our butting heads happened a lot. And then a lot of our stuff was just drama that happened outside of the show. So it was hard in between the first two seasons. Our crazy drama happened between us off camera, and it just spilled over into the second season, and nobody understood why I would like lose my temper over Hannah over something small. But for me, it wasn't small, because it was a continuing thing that had been happening over the last couple of years.
Have you reached out to each other since?
No.
Yeah. Colin, do you have any rapping or dancing regrets?
I don't regret it. It's just I always you know, once in a while I'll text Sandy and Hannah. They're the ones who started my first season, who when it was raining out and Dr. Jen was our charter guest, who was like, oh, maybe someone can do a birthday rap, and both of them were like, Colin can do it. So now this is like my thing now, that I have to rap to everybody. So every time, you know, whenever I talk to them, I'm like, hey, by the way, thanks for that. Now this is like what I have to do now for forever. So no, but it's a lot of fun, but it's just fun. I would just always poke fun with them. And I'm just like, you know, thanks for getting this thing started. Now this is like what I have to do now. But it's a lot of fun.
People enjoy it. It's good. Bobby, yours are a little harder. Sorry, Bobby. Do you have any regrets about Lauren Cohen, bringing her onto the show, bringing her to Watch What Happens Live, any of that?
You know, again, that was something, obviously, I don't want to throw her under the bus, but, you know, when we met, what was really frustrating was, how can I consolidate this? It is, you know, Hannah threw me under the bus on Watch What Happens Live for bringing all these girls as dates. Well, that's not really what happened. And yes, of course, I'm going to tell you right now, of course I'm going to pick a pretty girl. Who wouldn't, you know?
Right.
And at the same time, it's fans of the show. And I wanted to do something fun for them. My parents were not able to make it to New York that time. So I had four seats available, and I invited a girl that I liked, Lauren, a girl that had a boyfriend, so that was two seats, and then there was another guy that was a huge fan of Hannah and I's on Twitter, and Hannah had asked me if I would give up one of my seats for this guy, and I was like, I was already going to ask him anyways, because we talk to him all the time, and Hannah turns it around on me, like, didn't even mention this guy, and then says that I brought a bunch of girls. Drama between Lauren and I from and Hannah was that after Watch What Happens Live, Hannah threw me under the bus to Lauren. And Lauren almost walked out on me and was upset. And I was like, Lauren, I promise you, like, that's not true. And I like you. So me and Lauren talked on the phone almost every day, texted every day for a month until it was like, it's going to happen. She's probably going to end up on the show. And they made her come to Fort Lauderdale to get back on a boat and start working, because she worked for a family up in New York. And then I won't get into this, but you know, she did something really bad to me and lied and said some really mean stuff. And I told production this, and I wish I didn't, because I guarantee that's why they wanted her on the show. And so that's where the bad blood between us started. Yeah. And I apologized. We both apologized. She came to my hotel the night before we flew out, was apologizing. Please don't say anything about her and Ben. And you know, so I don't want to get into that. But I was like, of course I'm not. I go, Lauren, I was like, I liked you. This was supposed to be a fun thing for us. And you screwed it up. But I forgive and forget. We're fine. I don't care. Well, then when the stuff happened between Hannah and I, and Hannah talking crap about me to Malia, she was like, why are you so upset out of for no reason? Well, it was because Hannah was doing this consistently. Obviously, this was before season two, so nobody knew. And I'm like, oh, I'm getting mad at Hannah out of for no reason. But it was an accumulation of things. And I went to Lauren to have my back. And that's when it was like, I almost quit the show. Because I was like, both these girls are backstabbing me and lying. And I promise you, I was telling the truth wholeheartedly. And it was just all down on me. And I just, it was very overwhelming. And I almost left. And then they talked me into staying.
That's fascinating. I want to go back and watch all those episodes now.
it was frustrating. It was nuts.
Any wardrobe regrets?
Yeah, I do. Bobby actually made fun of me last week about this. I, not knowing anything about yachting going into my first season, I brought 13 pairs of shoes. So I figured, I thought we wore shoes on the boat, which, you know, you're not supposed to wear, or if you do wear, it's supposed to be like, you know, clean boat shoes. So I brought like all my shoes, you know, thinking I was gonna wear these every day. Brought my big suitcase, unnecessary. Yeah, totally regret doing that.
That's hysterical. How about you, Bobby?
I mean, honestly, I don't remember. When it's something to do like with what Colin said, like bringing too much, I would say I probably bought a little too much myself, because again, I didn't know what to expect. Yeah. And my bags were big. Like, it's funny, like when you watch us walk down the dock with our luggage, I think I had like a backpack and my guitar. I had like a massive suitcase.
Yeah.
Because again, like I'm 6'5". I've got a lot more cloth.
Yeah.
All my jeans, it stacks higher than someone else's jeans.
Very true.
So my clothes took up a lot of space, which was annoying. And so I probably would have brought a lot less, you know, the next time.